USPS driver says trailer with thousands of ballots disappeared. By Hannah Blow on December 2, 2020. Jesse Morgan, who drives for a USPS subcontractor, detailed the irregularities he witnessed while delivering ballots on his routine route in Pennsylvania and New York, claiming that his trailer full of thousands of ballots went missing. He detailed the allegations during a Tuesday press conference hosted by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society. Morgan, who said during the press conference that he has everything to lose and nothing to gain from speaking out, explained his normal route, transporting mail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to Bethpage, New York, to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and ending back in Lancaster. On October 21, when I arrived for my usual route in Bethpage, New York, an expediter made three references to ballots that were to be loaded into my trailer, including saying, "Hey, you've got a ballot today," or "You've got ballots today," and even showing me a piece of registered mail and saying, "Somebody really wanted their ballot to count," he said. Morgan said he saw 24 Gaillard boxes, or large cardboard containers of ballots loaded into his trailer. Many of the ballots were destined for Harrisburg, but he said he was not allowed to offload once arriving at the destination, which was unusual. He said he waited for hours. All of this was weird. I arrived at about the same time every day. The expediter scans all my seals and barcodes and they unload me. But from the time I first arrived, everything got weird, he said, explaining that he waited for hours before speaking to a transportation supervisor, whom he had never spoken to before in his 16 months working there. This was also weird, he said. The supervisor, according to Morgan, told him to drive to Lancaster without being unloaded in Harrisburg, which he said struck him as odd. This made no sense to me. I knew the ballots were loaded for Harrisburg and that if I was to go to Lancaster, they would have to off-unload those pallets in Lancaster to take off Lancaster's stuff to put the ballots back on the trailer to send back to Harrisburg, he said. This was a real screw-up in my thinking, he continued, adding that the supervisor refused to give him a ticket. When he arrived in Lancaster, Morgan said he unhooked his trailer in its normal place and drove the truck to its usual spot in a nearby lot. The next day, it just got weird, he said. As I arrived at Lancaster, at Lancaster's United States Postal Service facility, my trailer was gone. What happened on October 21 was a series of unusual events that cannot be a coincidence. I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out. Thousands of them. Thousands loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed to Pennsylvania, he said. At first, I didn't think it was a big deal. In fact, I thought it was really awesome. I really did. I was like, sweet, I'm doing something for the presidential race. This is cool, he added. But as things became weirder, I got to thinking and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I didn't know why, so I decided to speak up. And that's what I'm doing today, he concluded.